And it is, as we say, Tom White who does get us underway here, attacking towards the Hunker Street end of the ground. Thomas Parsons takes a look at his watch, blows the whistle, and we are underway here as the ball goes back to Paul Farman, and the referee straight away is going to pull it up for a foul start. I think there was a few Crewe players maybe intervening into the Barrow half early on there.
I really hope that's not going to be the pattern of the game already, stopping after 2 seconds. They know where the ball's going back to the keeper, so all they're doing is closing the ball down, isn't it? And I hope he's not this pedantic through the match.
Eventually, we are back underway. Tom White back to Paul Farman. Chris Long goes back to Dimitri, who tries to spray it through for Aaron Rowe, and that just runs through in the end to Paul Farman in the Barrow goal. Hits it long out to Elliot Newby. Good touch from the Barrow winger, clipped there by Sheila Tracy. And Sheila Tracy goes into the referee's book. I don't think that was a yellow card, really.
Oh, no.
For him, but
he's just ran across him, hasn't he? But I got the feeling from the very first kick, you know, of the game, the referee was going to be a little bit. I've got to use the words rightly here, haven't I?
Certainly setting the standard, but I suppose you're not in the you're not in the manager's chair, Dave, so as long as you don't say anything that'll get us taken off air, you can say what you want.
No.
Paul Farmer with a free kick, sends it long into the box, headed away. Canavan flicks it back out to this right-hand side for David Worrell. Back into the middle it goes.
Yes!
Great shot by Robbie Gotts! And Robbie Gotts, accredited first of the season. A brilliant finish, low into the bottom corner. It came from the David Worrell delivery. And Barrow lead in the 10th minute by 1-0. Now Canavan just waiting for a ball to come to him from the fourth official. Now prepares to take this throw in here for Barrow, the Bluebird skipper. Throws it into Robbie Gotts, goes back to Canavan, then down the line for Elliot Newby, into Jamie Proctor. Good control there from the Barrow forward. Canavan, it's back with George Ray, and he'll go back to Paul Farman in the Barrow goal. He just takes a touch, then sends a long ball out to this right-hand side. David Worrell trying to get on the end of it. It's come through to Kean Spence, back to David Worrell, back into Spence. Gotts has made a good run into the middle. Spence is going to go on his own, takes a shot, blocked by O'Riordan, comes back to David Worrell. Dipping strike, which is blocked. Proctor with the header, and it's taken well in the end by Tom Booth in the Crewe goal. Flipped on by Proctor. Now Kean Spence plays it out to the left, but just runs out of play for a throw-in to Crewe in their own half, which is thrown all the way back to Tom Booth. And the Crewe keeper will get it under control, knocks it back out again to O'Riordan. Plays a 1-2 with Tom Booth, and now O'Riordan will bring it forward here for Crewe towards the halfway line. Connor Thomas just pauses, it's knocked back into the feet of the midfielder. Back outside to Billington on this right hand side, goes back to O'Riordan. Now Luke Offord, back again to O'Riordan, just happy again to knock it around. Barrow again just happy to sit inside their own half. O'Riordan into the feet of Tracy, who rides off a couple of challenges, goes back again to Connor O'Riordan. Now Dimitriou outside to Adebisi on this left hand side, into Chris Long, and back again to Adebisi. He's back inside to Dimitriou, just central position. Now Conor O'Riordan just steps out to the right hand side, and then back again to Dimitriou. This time goes long, looking for Adebisi, who flicks it outside to Chris Long. It's good play here from Crewe. Long slides it across. Elliot Nevitt with a simple tap in. Barrow switching off there, and Elliot Nevitt runs right under the end of it, slots it into the empty net. In the 20th minute, it's Barrow 1, Crewe 1. Crewe have possession back again. We're over the 2 minutes. Referee blows for half time, and it'll be a half time whistle that Barrow themselves will probably be relieved to see, despite the fact that they had that one last throw of the dice at the end of the first half. Taking the lead on 10 minutes through Robbie Gotts, cancelled out by Elliot Nevitt on 20 minutes. But since then, Crewe very much should be the side coming in at the break asking why they're not in front.